Connection, a Dream SMP work written by Icarus and read by Fens and Marshes. Ever since Wilbur had been revived, the chill of the empty station has never quite left him. Little explosions prickle at his fingertips, sending shivers that run up his spine. Dancing on his bones, restless little swords made of ice stab his heart every now and then. They used to plague him, he thought them inescapable, yet he found a way to melt them. Again, he wakes up in the sanctuary of the morning sun, rising with its gentle rays breaking through the forest leaves. It shines warmly on his face, his hands, bright in the way that the station wasn't. He lies in the dirt, ants crawling over him onto the dew-covered grass, and he sighs. This is home. Carefully, he stands, stumbling. With a breath, he takes in his surroundings. The delicate sounds of birds waking up, beginning their songs. The faint rustle of the wind coiling around the leaves, jumping along the trees. And most of all, the earth beneath his feet, living and breathing in sync with him. He is alive. Fragile and worn, yet alive. He takes a step, one more, another. The plants curl around his feet and he laughs, hesitant, strange, broken, but he laughs. The sound flows more easily as he laughs again and everything laughs with him. He's alive. Wondering, he walks through the forest, leaves crunching softly beneath him. It chips away at the cold buried deep in the crevices of his heart, each exhilarating crunch scratching just the right spot in his brain. The bird's soft song breaks through the comfortable silence, and Wilbur begins to sing along. His voice was shattered, raw from screaming, but in this moment, it doesn't matter. He's free. He had almost forgotten the feeling. In just a moment, all in a moment, an avalanche of feelings has overtaken him. His head spins with excitement. A moment, a spot in time, just for him, rests neatly in his mind as he begins to jump around, giddy with childish wonder. He had forgotten what it was like to just live, to so simply exist within a small moment. Such a fragile thing taken so carelessly. He recalls how he'd heave with his damaged lungs, how the smoke tasted. He wonders now, how could anyone not be in love with breathing? How was he not in love with the sun, the clouds, the breeze, the everything? Maybe he was, once upon a time. A time Wilbur can no longer recall, but deep down, maybe he was in love with living. And maybe he messed it up, just like everything else. Maybe he held on a little too tight. But maybe, just maybe, he can fall in love with living all over again. So he starts with a hop. Wilbur waltzes around, dancing with the trees. The wind swirls around him, and he giggles as flowers wrap around his ankles and the sun shines just the slightest bit brighter. It leaves a sweet taste on his tongue, crackling and popping louder and louder as he twirls, dipping as the leaves catch him. Laughter bursts out in short bubbles, like fireworks it shoots up his throat, sparks bouncing inside of his body in a way he'd never thought he'd have again. He stares up at the blinding sun and exhales, his eyes fluttering shut. But a moment cannot last forever. The world must go on. A shadow is cast over his light, and the ice comes crawling back, already beginning to poke and prick. He forces his eyes open with regret, looking at the one who invaded his paradise. Quackity stands over him, surprisingly relaxed as he only gives a small tilt of his head in confusion. Wilbur sits up and his smile returns, although significantly less gentle. What are you doing? Quackity eyes him with a look that Wilbur can't quite decipher. He wonders what goes on in his brain. He wonders if Quackity loves living. I'm breathing, Wilbur says, to himself more than anything. I'm breathing. I'm living, Quackity. and the spoken statement blossoms within, flowers folding around one another softly. Quackity looks as if he's on the edge of something sarcastic, something mocking, but he merely swallows. He nods and, with a tremble in his voice, he agrees, "Yeah, I guess you are." Quackity takes a hesitant step forward. Wilbur pats the empty space next to him, a silent invitation he hopes Quackity takes. And the man does, sitting down with a huff. Quackity wraps his arms around his knees, pulling them to his chest. "What brings you to paradise, Quackity?" Wilbur questions, and there's a genuine note in his voice, a pure curiosity. "I don't know. I don't know," he says simply. A beat passes before he tries again. "You're living. How are you so sure?" "There's so many reasons. I could list 1,000, no, 1,000,000. "Oh, really? What's one of them?" Quackity raises an eyebrow, challenging. "The sun." Wilbur glances up at it, closing his eyes dreamily. He feels the warmth hitting his face, and his mind eases. The heat tickles his skin, enveloping his face softly as he continues. Or rather, the warmth of it. Death doesn't really come with fluffy blankets and a portable heater. Quackity chuckles. "It's a nice sound," Wilbur decides. "Fair enough." And that is all they say. They rest there in understanding silence as the world moves on. And maybe Wilbur invites Quackity to go birdwatching, and maybe Quackity accepts. And maybe the next time they meet in Las Nevadas, there's a hint of kindness in his tone and a knowing look. The end. Thank you for listening.